Hello and welcome again. This is Pastor Deborah, and this is another lesson of the School of Light of the course Mental Health and the Forever Person. 1 + 1 + 1 = 1. A new math here in the School of Light. We are so honored to have you listening to this wonderful lesson. Lesson number 6, for it is about yourself and others. This lesson, lesson number 6, is entitled, What Does It Mean to Be Healthy? I want to ask you an important question. What does it mean to be healthy? Can you define this and how it relates to your three-part system of the physical body, the soul, and its two levels of consciousness and you, the forever person? Let's see what Webster's Dictionary defines the word healthy as. Webster's Dictionary defines this word healthy as, number 1, the condition of being sound in body, mind, or spirit, especially freedom from physical dis-ease or pain. 2, the general condition of the body. 3, flourishing condition, well-being. Number 4, general condition or state. Number 5, enjoying health and vigor of mind, body, and spirit. Number 6, prosperous, not feeble or weak. Synonyms include healthy, sound, wholesome, robust. Number 1, healthy implies full strength and vigor, as well as freedom from signs of dis-ease. 2, wholesome implies appearance and behavior, indicating soundness and balance. Number 3, opposite of diseased or sickly. So, do you have a healthy kingdom of your physical body, your soul, and its forever person, your eternal spirit? Is any part of your three-part system not sound? What is the general condition of this kingdom called you? Is your kingdom of 3 enjoying health in all of its systems? Is the kingdom of the 3 parts full of strength and vigor? Is your spirit free of dis-ease and therefore healthy? Is the kingdom of you a prosperous one that is not feeble? Is your kingdom of you whole and free of signs of sickness and pain? And you say, what do you believe is your true condition of your kingdom, of your physical body, your soul, and its two levels of consciousness and your spirit? I want you to really evaluate yourself, the kingdom of you, and look and see its condition of being healthy or unhealthy. What do you think others see when they see you, listen to you, watch your behaviors? And if they can see your forever person, what would they see its condition would be? Would others say your kingdom is glorious, rich, full of goodness, a beauty, overflowing with love and joy, and whole, no illnesses, no sicknesses, no diseases, no trouble or even sorrow of heart or not? This lesson is just to get you to begin to look at yourself from a kingdom perspective and to see if the kingdom and its king, your soul's subconsciousness, is healthy or unhealthy. Once you or someone else can truly evaluate the condition of you, the kingdom of your physical body, your soul, the king of this kingdom, and the forever person, the one who is held captive in slavery to the soul and its lust and desires, then you can begin to truly see the condition of you and your kingdom within and its health or unhealthiness. If you find that your kingdom within is not in a healthy condition and that it is sick, at dis-ease, not at peace, and not under the rightful king, the forever person, and enjoying the fruits and nutrients of love, joy, and peace, then you have discovered a great truth. And now, healing of the system, the kingdom, can begin. And with that, this ends lesson number 6 of mental health and the forever person. 1 + 1 + 1 = 1. A new math educational course brought to you here in the School of Light and taught by Pastor Deborah, a global teacher. Come back again to hear lesson number 7 entitled, What Causes an Unhealthy Kingdom of Your Three-Part System? Until the next lesson, take a close look at yourself, the kingdom of you and its king, your soul. Love always and forever, Pastor Deborah, a teacher in the School of Light of Agape Love, Love is Here's global teaching ministry. Until lesson number 7, take care and take a close look at yourself, your kingdom within you, and its king, your soul.